ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 15, and Text number 21. Pandita,
Pandita,
Bahavo,
Bahavo,
Rajan,
Rajan,
Bahugyaha,
Bahugyaha,
Samshaya Chiddaha,
Samshaya Chiddaha,
Sadashaha,
Sadashaha,
Patayo,
Patayo,
Api,
Api,
Eke,
Eke,
Asantosha,
Asantosha,
Patanti,
Patanti,
Adaha,
Adaha,
Pandita Bahavo Rajan,
Pandita Bahavo Rajan,
Bahugyaha Sanshay Chiddaha,
Bahugyaha Sanshay Chiddaha,
Sadasat Patyo, योप्येके
सर्वसत्त्वोप्येके
असन्तोषात्पतन्त्यद्धः
असन्तोषात्पतन्त्यद्धः
पण्डिता बहवो राजन्
पण्डिता बहवो राजन्
बहुज्ञा संशयच्छिद्धः
बहुज्ञा संशयच्छिद्धः
सदसत्पत्योप्येके
सदसत्त्वोप्येके
असन्तोषात्पतन्त्यधः
असन्तोषात्पतन्त्यधः
पण्डिता बहवो राजन्
पण्डिता बहवो राजन्
बहुज्ञा संशयच्छिद्धः
बहुज्ञा संशयच्छिद्धः
सदसत्पत्योप्येके
सदसत्पत्योप्येके
असन्तोषात्पतन्त्यधः
असन्तोषात्पतन्त्यधः
पण्डिताः
Pandita,
very learned scholars,
Vahavaha,
many,
many.
Rajan,
Rajan,
O King Yudhisthira,
O King Yudhisthira,
Bahugyaha,
Bahugyaha,
persons with varied experience,
persons with varied experience,
Samshaya Chiddaha,
Samshaya Chiddaha,
expert in legal advice,
expert in legal advice,
Sadasapatayaha,
Sadasapatayaha,
persons eligible to become presidents of learned assemblies. Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Eke.
Eke.
By one disqualification.
Asantosha.
Asantosha. Simply by dissatisfaction or greed.
Simply by dissatisfaction or greed.
Patanti.
Patanti.
Fall down.
Fall down.
Adha.
Adha.
Into hellish condition of life.
Into hellish condition of life.
Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King Yudhisthira, many persons with varied experience, many legal advisors, many learned scholars and many persons eligible to become presidents of learned assembly fall down into hellish life because of not being satisfied with their position. For spiritual advancement, one should be materially satisfied. For if one is not materially satisfied, his greed for material development will result in the frustration of the spiritual advancement. There are two things that nullify all good qualities. One is poverty. Daridra dosho guna rashi nashi. If one is poverty stricken, all his good qualities become null and void. Similarly, if one becomes too greedy, his good qualifications are lost. Therefore, the adjustment is that one should not be poverty-stricken, but one must try to be fully satisfied with the bare necessities of life and not be greedy. For a devotee, to be satisfied with the bare necessities is therefore the best advice for spiritual advancement. Learned authorities in devotional life consequently advise that one not endeavor to increase the number of temples and mathas. Such activities can be undertaken only by devotees experienced in propagating Krishna consciousness movement. All the acharyas in South India, especially Sri Ramanujacharya, constructed many big temples, and in North India all the Goswamis of Vrindavan constructed such large temples. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also constructed large centers known as Gaudiya Mathas. Therefore, temple construction is not bad provided proper care is taken for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Even if such endeavors are considered greedy, the greed is to satisfy Krishna and therefore these are spiritual activities. But the warning is there that if one is not satisfied in so many aspects of our lives, right? Even with one with many experiences, good, bad or what, they have to remain self-satisfied within. Second thing, many legal advisors, those who are politicians, if they are not satisfied, they will also lose the art of judgment. They have to remain satisfied. The third one is learned scholars. By tolerance, they keep satisfaction, very balanced. And many persons eligible to become presidents of learned assemblies, they have to remain satisfied. Otherwise, the greed in any of these advancement of the civilization will make them fall down. So, advancement is supposed to be automatic and one still remain humble at heart. There are many power brokers in all this aspect. They lobby. They lobby. But at the same time, we see lobbying can twist the matter. It may not be the right way to go. So there are, yesterday we saw that Maryada Vyatikram was very important factor, that one has to remain within the limits of his jurisdiction, either by position or by culture of knowledge. By remaining humble in all the attitudes, this Maryada Vyatikram will be maintained. It will be the greatest boon and greatest virtue. You know, otherwise, Maryada Vyatikram means one is greedy to cross the boundary of his jurisdiction. And here there are subtle, highly active life of civilized or handling many people at a time. They have to be under also jurisdiction. They should have that maryada. How many people are there? Those who are elderly, one who has got a lot of experience, you know, they are called elderly, generally, because they spent, they saw many Diwalis, what we call. So, by experience, they should remain very much intrinsic, because these experiences are for his own real selfishness, education. We can say that even though a person who is so much materially engaged, but yet when he takes up Krishna consciousness, he becomes very well aware about the futility of the sense gratification. And he tries to, but at the same time Maya attacks. But he has to remain very much alert within himself. That Maya is attacking, he should not become deviated for that pursuit that he has undertaken, spiritual knowledge or advancement. Rather, he becomes tolerant of the Maya's attack, thinking Maya is my best friend. That gives me an education. Tatyanukampamsu samikshamana bhunjanam evam kritam vipaka. Maya is, or the material life is giving the troubles maybe of previous vipaka, unpaid reactions that are coming as prarabdha, and that tries to shape up our destiny. But no, there are two things. Prarabdha and purushartha, there are two wheels upon which we should move our career. Prarabdha and purushartha. Prarabdha means the unpaid reactions, and purushartha means our own endeavor. If prarabdha is supposed to take us on the unpaid reactions, which might be heavy duty, but our purusharthas should be in such a direction that they will compensate. They will thwart the actions. So even in that case, that an imbalance is created sometimes. And a devotee, by his purusharthas, don't try to create the next prarabdha. So he acts very diligently, very peacefully, contained within, do not remain greedy for material aspirations. Rather, he works within that limits to preserve his integrity. Because he knew that becoming over ambitious, too much ambitious, motivated, he might lead into another risky prarabdha. And that will create his next life, which will be also a life of entanglement. So those who are learned with various experiences, they consider, they have to consider that Maya is my best friend. It's giving me enough education, chastising me by whatever, you know, unpaid reactions that I have. But I will tolerate, because the ultimate aim is my selfishness is Vishnu. So I must cultivate. So if a person, by tolerating the inconveniences are given to him, thinking that my Lord is Radhavag Vapurvi Vidadam Namaste, he continues to worship regardless. Don't put any blame on anything. Rather, continues to worship with mind, heart, and heart. And Rad, Vag, Vapu. Rad means heart, Vag means words, and Vapu means the body. He continues to act. He keeps on performing. He is not dejected. He should not get dejected. But it is said that it is a good opportunity to shape up myself intrinsic. So that position that he takes, that attitude he takes, it is very important, because it qualifies him to be liberated. Tatte anukampam, my dear Lord, it is your anukampa, your mercy. What? Tatte anukampa, su samikshramana. The devotee is su samikshramana. Su means good. Samiksha means looking at the vision with critical. It's a critical vision. Critical means very important and very emergency vision that he has to cultivate. Very intimate and important. That he has to take a decision, snapshot decision, that I am on the side of Sat, eternality. That is my life. So an intelligent takes that. So samiksha. Samiksha means critical. But sama means equal. Iksha means seeing. We have to see with the eyes of equanimity. How? Material world is also Krishna's energy. And whatever we are getting as a reaction, is for my education. So that devotee, when he receives vipakam, vipakam means opposite reactions, something which is unpaid, that he may not have committed in this life, but regardless it comes, because karmana gahano gati, the activities are so much intricate that it is not like simple action and reaction. Karma means there are five factors to determine the result. Karmana daiva netrena. Daiva netrena. There is supervision of the divine in which the karmas are being paid. The reactions are being paid. It is not exactly like bouncing the ball. If I throw the ball and it will come back in the same speed. No. There are five factors involved. The karta means in which the modes of material nature we are performing. Then the place, which is also influenced by the modes. The karta, the type of work, the modes and the place, the time. The time also is influencing. You know, and fifth is daiva, the supervision of the divine. So these five factors give the result. So there may be delay somewhere. You may not get immediately, but surely you will get it. So when a devotee receives reverses, even though he has not done anything wrong, but because he is experienced, by experience he has molded himself, by experience of the Shastra realized, he has molded himself in such a way, then he considers that to be the mercy of the Lord. My dear Lord, whatever I am getting as a vipak, which is unpaid, it is your mercy. And because it is simply a token, I must tolerate. Otherwise, who knows how much vipaka I have stored yet. So tatyanukampam, it is your mercy. So samikshamana, bunjanam, he is enjoying, bunjanam is receiving vipaka, kritam vipaka. Whatever he has performed and is receiving now as an unpaid, it was unpaid before. Now he is paying. Means he is receiving. Radvāgvapurvi vidadam namaste. He accepts as a humble, in the humble attitude. Yes. I will accept. Jivet mukti pade sadaya bhak. Jiveta, he is existing even in this material body, but then he becomes the recipient of the Lord's other kind of mercy that liberates him. Mukti padesa daibha. He is qualified to become liberated. Now see, what was the fault? Material fault of Chitraketu to laugh at Lord Shiva. He was a devotee. Pure devotee. The one who is eligible to get education from Lord Shankarshan himself in Vaikuntha planet. What is his fault? He was not laughing with mimicking or insulting, but Parvati took as an insult. And she couldn't contain herself. And Lord Shiva said, Parvati, you are making mistake. Don't do that. Please. He's a devotee. You can't curse him. But she did it. Anyway, she has her own mind. But Chitraketu came bowing down to her. Thank you, mother, but I am not afraid of your curse. I will take on my head whatever is your desire. You think this body is yours, you can do whatever you want. You want to turn it into the body of Vritrasura? I don't care. I will take your curse. You are right in your position, but I am right in my position. What an answer he has given. Chitraketu, a pure devotee, is the soul who is the pure devotee. Mother Parvati knows how to give bodies, because she forgets that she is also the pure energy of the Supreme, but she has to work under ignorance. Child. I mean, that kind of overwhelming situation triggers her to give a curse. She is not giving the curse for the benefit of Chitraketu. He was already a devotee. And he was given the command to live in a very opulent life with so many wives and so much sense gratification around him. It is said Chitraketu was passing in his aeroplane with so many wives and rejoicing. And during that time he came, he was passing where he saw Lord Shiva was discussing spiritual matters with all big saints. But he was also embracing his wife by putting her on her lap. Lord Shiva is like Avadhuta. But it's not that Chitraketu did not understand what a controversial character Shiva is. No. He didn't criticize. But he got very, very amused that he knew that only Shiva can do this kind of thing, which is very inconceivable. Because he's the Lord, but it's a transformation of the Lord's the Lord's incarnation of Tamogun. So apparently he is doing something very very much out of ignorance by our material calculation, but at the same time he was discussing the transcendental topics. How can one remain in ignorance and act transcendental? For a materialist person it is not appreciated. It's never said that Chitraketu did not appreciate it and objected and put up a complaint. No. On the other behalf, Lord Shiva was preventing. He was preventing Parvati not to give curse. But Parvati did not realize that. So, Chitraketu came and showed his devotional character. Then, my dear mother, I'm steadfast. The soul is speaking, I'm steadfast. You can turn this body into ashes if you want. Why to convert into a demon's body? Anyway, I'm not afraid. I'm not this body. You have the jurisdiction, so you can do anything you want. So therefore, I'm not afraid. I will faithfully, take the life of a demon. But my devotional service will be undisturbed. So he came and he told Mother Parvati that you are right in your position, but I'm also right in my position. So in this way he became with Vritrasura, but he never forgot the Lord for a moment. And according to that, the body of ignorance, the ghastly body of a demon, he acted exactly like a demon. But also, fought and harassed the demigods who are supposed to be devotees at his coming. And he was undeviated. Just like Arjuna has to fight with other devotees like Bhishma, Dronacharya. He has to fight with them. They were devotees. But without any enmity. It's a God-given duty. For the sake of the pleasure of the Lord. God-given duty means for the sake of pleasure of the Lord. One cannot say, well, I'm doing my service as a God-given duty, but then remain greedy for material enjoyment, material position. So these learned people who are with experience, they are intrinsically situated as devotee and they will never forget. So how to increase that strength is the aspect of devotional life. That is the main aspect. That our experiences are so much controversial, but yet if we know how to tolerate without any malice or revengeful attitude, keep our steadfast situation, then we'll be eligible for liberation. We are trying to get rid of this maya, and that's why we joined in the first place. Now we are getting opportunity. Otherwise, how are we going to? But this knowledge and experience is available within the community of the devotees. So, it is not controversial. It is very important. So, many persons with varied experiences, even though the experiences are there, but if they are greedy, then they will fall down. Whatever their experience is useless. So, in the same way, many learned scholars, why the learning is there? Because they have to be educated. Many persons eligible to become presidents of the learned assemblies. They are so greedy that they want to stick to their chairs and position. Or they want to find somebody's weakness and kick him out and sit down because of greed. Do you think they will be elevated? Will they have opportunity for liberation? But Srila Prabhupada says, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. We have to understand that such activities can be here it is. Those who are learned authorities, not those who are simply, greedy for the position, they are naturally going to fall down, they will not ever. But those who are learned authorities and they want to take the risk, and will guidance, that they have to be very careful because their actions are not to be imitated. So there are two things we have to work out. First, For a devotee to be satisfied with the bare necessities is therefore the best advice for the spiritual advancement, for a devotee himself, personally. That he lives simple and detached. He will protect himself from greed. But such activities of so-called greed can only be undertaken by the devotees experienced in propagating the Krishna consciousness movement. Means who are trying to keep the balance of spiritual integrity on one side and take a calculated risk to propagate the movement. All the acharyas in South India, especially Sri Ramanujacharya, constructed many, many big temples. In the North India, all the Goswamis of Vrindavan also constructed large temples. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj also constructed large centers called Gaudiya Matha. Temple construction is not bad, Prabhupada says. Provided proper care is taken for propagation of Krishna consciousness. Temple is meant for propagating Krishna consciousness, not remaining only in a stagnant situation, but propagation. It must be advancing. So all the provisions must be there, and we must see that if it is not advancing, it is simply a question of barely maintaining. Then we must understand that Krishna consciousness is not the priority. We must correct that situation. We can't imitate the great acharyas who are well fixed in devotional service. If we cannot take calculated risk, then we have to drop. So the point being that even if such endeavors are considered greedy, that one wants to act on, but they cannot become greedy at the expense of others' cheating propensities, lying propensities, and by hook or crook, by blind imitation. They are not great acharyas. But if the need is there, it is need to satisfy Lord Krishna. Therefore, it will be considered a Krishna conscious activity. So, therefore, any expansion is to be considered on the very, very important aspect that one must be fully conversant. That it is meant for Lord Krishna and satisfy Him, not satisfy the people, but rather give them opportunity so they can participate to cultivate Krishna consciousness. It's possible. People are greedy to stick their position and want give up regardless. Let so many difficulties will be coming in front of them. So why to take the risk when the difficulties are not overcome by one's own purity? But one should be determined in a very, very humble way. Not being puffed up, but in a humble way, and should consider as a God-given duty to satisfy Lord Krishna alone and nobody else. So then the proper mood or proper attitude can make us a tangible progress. Otherwise, there will be regress. strong. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question? This is very good advice by Narada Muni to King Yudhishthira. We are facing some of the problems. Yes.
It says like, it seems to be, it says, instruction says that we should remain like satisfied in material path, and at the same time we've heard so many times is we have to remain like, you know, detached from material pleasure. And as we see some devotees, they experience material pleasure, so they've been surrounded by this, like, you know, material opulences and all these things. And of course, if you're not satisfied, means unsatisfaction, you know, raised up the anger leading you to illusion path, because you're always unsatisfied and in an unpleasant sort of a mood, you know, and you commit some mistakes and offenses, and that creates some unfortunate destiny. But how to remain that always and cool mind and always and sort of like...
Okay. So there is a spiritual aspect and there is a material aspect. We are not supposed to be satisfied with our progress. We should be satisfied only in the material platform if it maintains the body and soul together, that much only. If we take other way around, then it is a fallen condition. We may be only devotees in terms of external behavior, but not internal. They do not make any tangible progress. If one is satisfied his devotional service, and therefore because he is not satisfied materially, so he indulges. And it's a wrong parameter. It should be other way around. You should not be satisfied with your devotional service. Demand more service. Become more detached. Become more intrinsic. Read Srila Prabhupada's book. Don't be satisfied for what you are doing. But that dissatisfaction should be serving Lord Krishna. Not sense critical. You have to make a balance. Make it both progressive also. Right? Make it progressive. Both ways. There are great devotees who are very opulent. Just like in Chitraketu, the king. They must be keeping very good balance. Right? But these devotees, they will be satisfied with, oh, I'm chanting my 16 rounds, oh, I'm following four regulatory principles. Okay, now, no problem. The greed, let it increase. I will see. How can I manage? But that's not enough. Material progress is going to cease at some point. If we are not volunteering, ceasing to simply keep body and soul together, it is going to cease regardless. But devotional progress is not going to cease. It's an ever eternal progressive process. So, where should we remain dissatisfied? Remain dissatisfied with your own devotion. So, those who do not know this principle, how can you reconcile with them? But one has to progress simultaneously by experience and keep the balance. Take every reverses as an education. without any complaint. And that what Srila Prabhupada anticipated. ISKCON, with all thy faults, I love you. That's what it's about. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to put that point across to devotees. Sometimes they come complaining so many things and this and that.
So there is an intermediate stage there. You know? A president who is not progressing spiritually simply wants to progress only materially, then he will fall down. Some presidents have that mentality. I have seen in India. A president is a very capable person to develop his intrinsic nature, because after all, conducting all this aspect is a thankless task. Is that thankless task? Now, how come a motivated person will carry on this thankless task? A motivated person will never be able to carry as a thankless task. But it is encouraged. Unless you are motivated, you can't become present. It's encouraged. But you have to have motivation. Otherwise you are not in the club. So that is the point. Sometimes this kind of idea, when they are not becoming steadfast in confinement, or which are not conversant with the philosophy, they become sentiment. Because they come temporary, when the reverses are there, then the time will make you forget. No! Why should it be time dependent? It's an eternal principle. So become conversant and increase the proper understanding behind it. It's for our own education. Ram Ram to those activities, those politics. Ram Ram means bye bye. So we have to develop our intrinsic nature, steadfastness of devotion to the Lord by even so-called reverses. We thank Krishna very much. You are saving me by sending this kind of reverses. Narad Muni is telling Yudhishthira. Beautiful verse. O King Yudhishthira, many persons with varied experience, many legal advisors, many learned scholars, and many persons eligible to become presidents of learned assemblies fall down into hellish life because of not being satisfied with their positions. Prabhupada put positions. The kshara position is continued for the soul. He has to become akshara. Dva vibhav purusho loke ksharascha akshara evacha kshara sarvani bhutani kutastha aksharochate. Kuta, the Kuta mountain, very steadfast. Akshara is infallible. Because Krishna is not from either kshara or akshara prakriti. He is independent. Therefore he is called beyond kshara and akshara. He is purushottam. We are not Purushottam. We are in kshara position right now. Fallible position. Why the fallible? Because it's a greed. that makes us fall down. Rather, we have to remain akshar, means infallible, like a mountain, steadfastness. How do you gain that? By proper education. What do you say?
That's it.
Arjun got that position back. Otherwise he was in fallible situation. Simply thinking, very compassionate about his kinsmen, his relationship that he has to fight with. He made himself susceptible to fallen situation. Therefore he was confused. He was not able to decide on himself. His choice was just like an ordinary curve. And all the credits being a devotee and friend of Lord Krishna made him eligible to receive the most confidential aspect of the knowledge. And that's why Krishna taught him about the position of the soul and what is this field of activity, kshetra, kshetragya, and so many things which pertains to our life system, our experiences, our knowledgeability and everything. So how to become detached from all the divergent knowledge? Become detached from them rather than use your intelligence for convergent knowledge that reposes only on Lord Krishna and nobody else. So when one is greedy materially for even position, it's in fallen position already. Any other discussion? Thank you very much. You have been very kind to tolerate me. I beg apologies if I have blurted out of my short intelligence. But please, don't throw me away. I want to serve you in whatever capacity is. Thank you. Hare Krishna.